This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Tackling Life Podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's a success podcast that tackles life through the lessons of sports. And today is not only Fan Friday, but it's my favorite day on planet Earth, Ray. It's Kaya's birthday.
She's in the Taurus family. I tell her Uncle Ray said, "Happy birthday to ya."
I will.
I can blow a little bit, dog, just in case now. Just in case we need a substitute.
Kaya loves Uncle Ray, so I'm going to tell you what, that's going to make her day right there. It's beautiful. She's 12. 12 years old. My goodness, time flies.
My goodness, time fly. Man, you got 112. My son just graduated this past Tuesday, man, from college. My oldest boy. Congratulations to Junebug.
Oh, my. Congratulations, Junebug. Listen, this is what family is so much more important than everything, and we realize that. And I think that's what makes us both such happy human beings, because we love our families so much. And that's really where you get your energy from, your family. So special happy birthday to you, Kaya. I love you. And I'm so proud of you. I'm proud every single day to be your dad. So happy birthday, honey. All right, well, today we are getting into some questions. We got some great, great questions. And we're going to start with Carla. Carla Garrett, she asked this question, and Ray, I think this is going to be huge, but she got to see you speak, which was super inspiring for her, as it is for everybody, because I'm telling you, Ray is phenomenally inspiring every second. And she wants to ask about recruiting, because she's a parent of a student athlete, and what she wants to know is to find out what to realistically expect from colleges and also what to look for, because her son, I guess, is a little smaller physically, but his heart, he has a big, big heart, and ultimately he settled for a D2 school that selected him more from the default than because he was recruited. And so what she really wants to know, and this is really great, she said her son didn't get as recruited as much as guys who were a little bigger. But what she wants to ask you is this: what should parents know about recruiting going in, and what should their expectations be? If parents have undersized players, is there any avenue they can take to provide more exposure or possibilities for college transition with some colleges more than others? So definitely.
Yep. Yep, Carla, let me jump right into this, and let me tell you why the honest God and truth. I'm going to give you what I lived and not what some people would just call advice, right? I was the same kid as your child is, undersized, you know, wasn't big enough. I mean, I watched guys 6'4", 250 in high school who I outplayed. Everything you said about your son, I mean, my tackles was just crazy. I mean, I just outplayed them every time I played them in a head-to-head battle, everything. But guess what? The colleges wasn't looking at me like that. I wasn't that guy. I was not, you know, that big guy. But you know one thing that I never forget that my mom told me one time, and my mom never really came to my games and really got into my world. But one time I remember coming home and I was telling my mom that, you know, they were overlooking me and they wasn't inviting me to the Florida Georgia game and all these different things. And she said, "Baby, everybody ain't got to see you." She said, "You just need the right person to see you." So she said, "All I need you to do is go out there and give everything you got every time you on the field, because somebody gonna notice you. Doc, let me tell you, and I'm gonna call it, and I'm gonna help you out with this, and this is why I'm gonna tell you, sometimes the road that you take is the best road for you. Sometimes the road that you think that's for you is it's not for you, right? And so I got into this thing, and I went to Florida State, and I turned down a Florida State scholarship, and I came back home, and my high school coach had lost his mind, 6'4", Ernest Joe, and dropped to his knees. He was hurt that I had came back from college, Doc, and gave it up. And I remember Dennis Erickson, head coach of the University of Miami at the time, they saw me play my last high school game against the number one recruit in the nation, which was Jamie German, who they were recruiting. They weren't even recruiting me. But I played my tail off, Doc, and they remembered seeing me play. 4 days before signing day, their leading recruit blows out his knee riding a four-wheeler. They called me 4 days later and gave me that scholarship, Doc.
Wow.
So, Carla, what I'm telling you is, grab all the information that you think is necessary for you to understand it. But for what you to tell your son is, tell your son this. Don't be discouraged by people overlooking you. Just be prepared when the opportunity presents itself. Because that's what I tell people that all the time, Doc. There's nobody never gave me a starting position, but I got something that I tell somebody, don't ever lose your job to me.
Well, look, you said it best, and I'm not even going to try to even pretend to give advice on this, Carla, because I'm going to stick with exactly what the legend says. Look, Ray is known as the greatest football player that ever played the game on any level, and what he just said right there, just be prepared when the opportunity presents itself. He played his tail off every single time, every single play, every single moment. And as long as your son's doing that, eventually, like he said, it doesn't have to be everybody see you. It just has to, is what his mom said. It doesn't have to be everybody that sees you. Only the right person has to see you. I think you can't get better advice than that. There's nothing even to say to top it.
That's it, man. Look, because, you know, everybody... Look, and I'm going to end this because I want parents to all understand this, right? And this is just the facts, right? Everybody, you know, won't make it to the league, right? That's a harsh reality, right? Mm-hmm. You're talking about less than 1% now, and it's even getting lower. Mm-hmm. Less than 1% actually makes it. So what you have to do is you have to be okay with where you are, and you have to be okay with the opportunity where you are. Because if you are, then, man, then you enjoy the moment. And Miss Carla, take you and your son and enjoy this ride. Like, just go along with him for the ride. Don't look and say, oh, they looked over me. Because I once looked at that from that perspective, and I realized it didn't matter. They're going to pick who they're going to pick. People are going to recruit who they're going to recruit. But guess what? I tell them to this day, that's your fault. Because it sure ain't mine. Right? Because where I ended up and where they ended up, no disrespect to them, but it's totally two different platforms, partner.
It really is. I'm just jumping out of my seat before we take this break. I got to say this. What you just said is huge. Less than 1% actually makes it. So that's why the lesson that you teach, Ray, is something. Yeah, it's something that's it's going to impact people way beyond the football field. So, Carl, I'd say this is going to impact your son way beyond the football field following Ray's advice.
Way, way beyond. Doc, it's a whole nother thought process, man. Just enjoy the ride. Just enjoy the ride. And if you ever, just need the laugh, just go watch me. Just find something to make you laugh, to take you away from always saying somebody cheated you. Because sometimes it ain't really cheating you, man. It's just that it's just the way it is. You know, everything is metrics. Oh, he's the biggest. Oh, he wears this. He's this size. But I always said this, Miss Carla. Nobody can ever judge my heart. And from what you described to me, nobody can never judge your son's heart. So thank you for writing in to us. Enjoy this ride that you and your son is on, and keep chasing this greatness that he's already started to display.
Yeah, I love it. That's greatness in action. Yeah. We'll be right back after this with more Fan Friday.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're back. It's Fan Friday. It's Fun Friday. It's also May 5th, which means it's Kaia Conti's birthday. She's 12. Happy birthday, baby doll. All right, we have another question from Killy Cuppage, who he asks. He says, look, here's his question. He is 20 years old, and he coaches a youth basketball team. Kids are about 13, 14 years old. And he says the kids open up and interact with him as a friend or a big brother type of relationship. But sometimes because of this, it can be somewhat difficult to command their respect when it comes to listening right away when he leads drills and practice. And he says he's soft-spoken, and he's still working on improving, using a stronger voice and tones at times. And so what he really wants to know is, you know, what can he do to really balance that being a friend versus being a coach? I love this question. I got stuff I want to jump on it, but if you want to jump on it first, go ahead.
Doc, I would love for you to jump on it because I think where I'm going to come from is going to put a kind of a bow on it because I had to learn this in my career, even as being, you know, not only looked at as a player, but looked at as a player's coach and a leader as well. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn this kind of myself on how to do that. So I would love for you to start right quick, please.
Okay, yeah, let me jump into it. Killy, what I would say is this. I talk about my four C's of parenting, and I also teach the same thing to coaches. And the four C's are choices, consequences, consistency, and compassion. In other words, I don't need to be attached to my rules to say my rules are my rules and I'm going to follow through. So I think it's really important for you to be firm in whatever you're going to do. Give the kids choices. There are consequences if they choose to listen or not listen, and then follow through. You've got to be consistent. And finally, you got to do what you got to do with compassion, because when you lead with compassion, it changes. So yes, you can still be a voice for kids to open up to and talk to, but at the same time, your rules are your rules. If you're going to be a leader, you need to be able to hold kids accountable, and to be able to do that, I love the methodology of using my four C's: choices, consequences, consistency, and compassion. Implement those, Killy, and I think you're going to be on the right path. What about you, Ray?
Yeah, it's not what you say loud, it's what you say direct. See, that's where we miss it as leaders and as coaches. See, sometimes we think we always got to be loud. I had to learn this in my career. Mike Singletary once corrected me one time playing the Jets when I almost lost my mind screaming at a defensive coordinator about a call that he had made. And he pulled me to the sideline and he said, you must understand the power that your voice carries. Everybody can't relate to that type of coaching or that type of teaching. So what I did was I took a step back. And then when I started to say, okay, just like what he's talking about right now, understand this. People, kids, they want to be disciplined. Mm-hmm. They want to be told exactly what to do.
Yep.
Now, since you are soft-spoken, then use your soft-spokenness for your strength, which is you're going to speak to every one of them individually. And you're going to get your point across about how you want practice to be ran and what your expectations is. And when they step outside of that, If your voice is raises, then they know they're doing it totally backwards from what you've introduced to them. That's the only time I came out of character, when I saw somebody basically go totally away from what the game plan is and do a do something very selfish. Because, see, sometimes soft-spoken people, I had a coach in high school, Gary Linebacker, Gary Lineberger. He was the most soft-spokenest coach ever. And the only time he raised his voice is when he saw you not giving 100%. That's the only time. It's the only time. So I knew how to keep him happy, but everybody else didn't.
Right.
Because they always used to push that one thing. So when you talk about a coach, I started to take this as a leader. As a leader, I started to say, you know what? It ain't how loud I can scream in practice when one of them mess up. It's how quiet and personal I can speak to them in private when we go into the film room and I get up from my seat and go sit by them in their seat and explain to them, no, bro, look, let me show you why you can't do that. Let me show you why coach wanted to make this such a big issue. Let me show you how to correct that. And it goes further.
Yep.
Now, there are times that you have to let your passion come out, regardless on how quiet you are. People want to feel energy.
Yep.
They want to feel that you're invested. So there are times. So you have to balance that out. That's all I'm saying. You have to really balance that out. But more importantly, understand what your balance is. Your balance is you want to get your point across, and there's different ways to do that. Whether you're a soft-spoken person or not, you have a duty to deliver a message, and sometimes the message has to be delivered certain ways.
Yep.
So I don't say there's no direct way to do that. I just say there are different ways and different times where you have to practice that.
I love that, and I love that you, even as you said, I'm going to put a bow on it, because the bow to me is people want to feel your energy, and that's why what you're saying is so true. Your ultimate goal as a coach is to teach, and you need to find the best way to teach possible. You also need to be able to figure out who you are, but people want to feel your energy. And at the end of the day, you're right. Like, I love that, Ray, because you took the time as a leader for you to meet people where they were and help expose, teach them new lessons from there. So really, honestly, Killy, you follow that advice, I think that's going to shift everything for you. People want to feel your energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and I think this, like we always do it for everybody. I think just carrying this for everybody, man, like kids, they want to be taught. Like they want to be disciplined. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And coaches, sometimes, you know, I don't believe in the rah-rah coaches, you know? I just really don't. I believe in you being passionate. I believe in that. But I don't believe in the coaches getting all up in my face and this and that. No. You're going to treat me like a man. You're going to treat these kids like a young kids, and you're going to coach them. But there are different ways to do that, Killian. Absolutely.
Well, I just really have to emphasize this, because I really agree with this. Kids want discipline. They absolutely do want discipline. So many people are like, no, my child doesn't want. No, they do want discipline. Here's the difference. A lot of people get so attached, so they start screaming out of control, out of their own character, and they forget that they're teaching and not just using their energy to help motivate young people. But when you are really have the right intention in mind, and your goal is to teach, and you're genuinely trying to teach young people, then my goodness, do they want discipline. Discipline. Absolutely. They love it. They thrive on that. That discipline, that structure will absolutely take your kids to another level. So I love it. There's a great, great question. What a great question. A whole set of questions for Fan Friday. We appreciate it so much.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Kaya. Happy birthday to ya.
Man, Uncle Ray can sing.
Doc, you get Uncle Ray going today. I'm a little hyped today, Doc. I am a kid, graduated from college. Kaya's birthday today, and I'm 42 in about 11 days. Doc, it's a lot going on. I like it, Doc.
And Ray can sing, and now we know. Now every one of our listeners knows Ray can sing. I'm not even going to try to sing, because if you thought my dancing was bad that one time, my singing is much worse. So it's not going to happen.
I'm still disturbed by your dancing, Doc. So I'm gonna teach you some stuff, Lord.
We got a lot going on. Congratulations to your son graduating. Congratulations to Kaya. Happy birthday, baby doll. 12 years old is gonna be awesome. Hey, thank you, listeners. Thank you for downloading Tackling Life Podcast. If you want more of our content, go to tacklinglifepodcast.com. You can find links to our pages on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and other podcast sites where you can subscribe and get all new episodes automatically downloaded every week. When you visit Tackling Life, you'll find links to our Facebook and Twitter pages where you can give us feedback, questions, ideas, and suggestions. You can also call us at 646-762-4432. We might play your message on the show. That's 646-762-4432. Remember, people want to feel your energy. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend. Until next time, for the legend, Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.